let's check in with our next guest, our buddy from KSL. You can read him on Twitter at JJ Sportsbeat or watch him on KSL as their sports anchor. He's Jeremiah Jensen. JJ, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm doing well.
We're excited. The Jazz are picking at 24 and 30. What's your gut feeling on where what direction the Jazz will head?
I think they're going to be very aggressive one way or the other. I mean, I guess you can't predict whether or not they're going to be able to complete any kind of deal, whether that's moving some of those picks or beginning a veteran through a trade. We heard today Tony Jones of the Tribune reporting that the Jazz are talking to the Rockets about Patrick Beverley, which I think is great. That would be a nice addition to the Jazz. So that kind of guy would really help them in their roster. They still have $10 million in cap space that they can play with before July 1st. In fact, they need to use that, in my opinion. They need to take advantage of that. And so I think because of that cap space and because of the number of picks they have, you know, two in the first round, two in the second round, I expect the Jazz to be very active and very aggressive leading up to the draft. Whether or not anything gets done or not, you know, that's a different story, but they're certainly going to try.
JJ, assuming they maintain pick number 24 come tomorrow night, would you expect the Utah Jazz to pick the best available player or maybe go more specific in terms of a stretch four or something along those lines?
Yeah, it's always their philosophy and has been for a long time. It will continue to be is to take the best player available. And so if the best player available is a power forward, which they already have some of, then they'll take the power forward. If it's a center, even though they got Rudy Gobert, they'll take a center. There's a lot of options there at 24, and you know, the draft is very unpredictable, and the interesting thing about this draft is there's so much depth, and so I think when you're picking at number 24 in this draft, I think it could be, you know, and if you compare it to a pick from a draft in the past, it's not as deep, maybe it seems like you can get a talent that would be in the teens in another draft, but because of that, it's going to push some talent down, and you're going to be able to get a good quality player there, and I don't think they're going to worry about what position that player is, especially in a day and age when you're seeing more positionless basketball in the NBA.
Looks like Brooklyn got the point guard of the future for them in D'Angelo Russell out of the Los Angeles area. They were at least one team rumored to be interested in George Hill. What do you feel like the market is for George Hill, Jeremiah? I know the Jazz said they're not going to give him a max deal. Could the Jazz potentially bring George Hill back on a team-friendly deal?
Boy, I hope so, and I think the Jazz are hoping so. I think, you know, George is a great player, and he's certainly earned whatever contract he can get. If you're looking for crazy money being thrown at George Hill right now, I mean, you take Philadelphia out of the equation, a team with a lot of cap space that may have done that. They're going to draft Markelle Fultz, so I don't think they're looking to add somebody like George Hill now. And I think Brooklyn was a team that may have been able to throw some money at George Hill. Looks like they've got D'Angelo Russell, so they don't need to do that. So you're looking at some of those teams that can throw crazy money at a player like George. That's two that are down. So I don't see any other teams out there that could throw him a crazy max deal money. And so that's favorable for the Jazz and could help the Jazz bring him back. I don't think the Jazz are going to go full max on George Hill. I think if they were, they would have offered that already when they had a chance to negotiate an extension near the trade deadline this year, and it didn't happen. And so I think it's certainly working out in the Jazz's favor if they look to bring George back, and I don't see why not. And I think bringing George back is an important piece in getting Gordon Hayward back here as well.
Speaking of Gordon Hayward, I must ask, what's the latest with Gordon Hayward and the news associated to his decision?
I guess the good news is I'm hearing nothing. So there's really no leaks. There's nothing. I really don't think this is just my opinion. I haven't, you know, I have no intel. I haven't spoken to him, obviously. I don't think anybody has. But I think my gut feeling is he's going to wait until July 1st, and he's going to take his meetings, and he's going to listen to what all these teams have to present. And I think he probably wants to wait until the draft shakes out. I think there's a lot that can happen between now and July 1st. It wouldn't make any sense for him to make a solid final decision right now because you don't know what the Jazz roster is going to be like after the draft. You don't know what Boston's roster is going to be like or Miami or any of these other teams that he may have some interest in speaking to. So I think he's going to take his time. And that decision, I don't think, has been made. I think a lot of other people that I've talked to especially those within the organization, don't believe that a decision has been made. There's a lot of nervousness. There's a lot of anxiety about this because he could go either way. And it's kind of a 60-40 situation, one way or the other, depending on where, what side you're on, what team you're involved with, and how you're looking at it. But I don't think he's going to make any kind of decision until after the draft is, and he sees what these teams have done, and then he's going to take his meetings, and these teams can present to him what they want to do moving forward and what they have to offer him. And I think he's going to look at the situation and decide which team offers him the best opportunity to win and to play for a title someday, and that's his ultimate goal.
Sounds like San Antonio got Pau Gasol to renegotiate his deal for less money, and they may be moving Danny Green to potentially bring in Chris Paul, which would obviously mean then the Clippers would be losing Chris Paul, and at least they're discussing trade talks with DeAndre Jordan. When you look at the Western Conference versus the Eastern Conference, do you get a sense of any major powers shifting, JJ?
I think this is what I think is going on, is everybody in this league wants to chase Golden State, and everybody realizes how far they have to go to do that. And so seeing a team like San Antonio that won 60 games this year, 61 games, they're trying to make a big change, and they're trying to bring in another star player. You're looking at a team like the LA Clippers that may be going in a different direction, where they realize how far they have to go, and they realize the guys that they have right now aren't going to get them where they want to go, and they're going to move those in order to start fresh and make a move and clear cap space in order to go after the 2018 free agents, one of which might be LeBron James. And so you're seeing a huge impact on the league right now in what Golden State has done and how big, just how dominant they were this year. Every team in the NBA is really taking a hard look at themselves and saying, how close are we to competing with them? What do we need to do to compete with them? And if we're not close, what do we need to do to kind of start from scratch, rebuild, and make a push to compete with them, or be ready to take control of this league when they're done doing what they're going to do. So I think that's had a big ripple effect and will have a huge effect on this offseason. You're already seeing it. I think you're seeing a lot of stuff happening already, and we're not even into free agency yet.
Follow him on Twitter at JJ SportsBeat, or you can watch him at KSL. He's Jeremiah Jensen. JJ, we appreciate you. Enjoy the draft.
Anytime, guys. Thanks so much. It's going to be a fun week.